we can look back and say, you know, for me, part of this series was with COVID and how those opportunities, I think, are directly related to me just being able to be at home with my family. You know, that time together that normally wouldn't happen, you know, made the most of it, and I made art.
The pandemic has touched almost every one of our lives. At worst, we have seen illness strike in permanent ways for our loved ones. At best, the efforts to conquer the spread of COVID-19 have provided an opportunity for reassessment of everyday life, work, family, travel, and even art. This is Random Acts of Knowledge, presented by Heartland Community College. I'm your host, Steve Fast. The art exhibit, My COVID Year, presents creative works inspired by and made during the pandemic. Some artists featured in this exhibit at Heartland's Joe McCauley Gallery look outward towards the effects the virus has had on our society. Others looked inward, or even just across the room, for inspiration. One found a new opportunity to think about his work and his family.
My name is Rashad Taylor, and I grew up, born and raised in Bloomington, Normal. I predominantly shoot black and white large format, and I really like large format just because it really helps me slow down, concentrate on composition, lighting. It makes the sitter slow down too. Now, obviously in that series, it's my son who he's now six. So at times that's challenging, but I think it really adds to the imagery in terms of it's contemplative, right? It's making him kind of sit still, like, and chill and relax as a six-year-old. I think it lends itself to get some great images. And then I also shoot wet plate. And a lot of that work is really just about getting back to traditional processes and kind of tying the past to the present and then also the future.
Well, for those who are not too familiar with terminology of photography and wet plate, explain a little bit what that process is and what that means.
Yeah. So wet plate collodion was the second photographic process behind daguerreotypes. So essentially it's taking some type of glass or tin or some type of substrate where you can put that in a camera. So what I do is you coat a plate with collodion, you put in a bath of silver nitrate for, you know, approximately 3 minutes or so. You take it out, you put it in a wet plate holder, then you put it in the camera. Now, you're not limited to just using large format camera. I've done tintypes in like Holgas or pretty much any type of light type box you can make. Then you take an exposure, which is typically anywhere from 1 second to 45 seconds. It just kind of depends on the lighting scene because it has an active ISO of less than one. So you need a ton of light for the process. And then after that, you develop it in a type of developer, which is acidic, and you wash with water to stop the development. Then you put it in fixer, just the standard fixer that you would use in a normal dark room. Some practitioners like to use potassium cyanide. I've used that on occasion, but I typically go with just the standard rapid fixer just because of safety reasons at home. And then after that, I dry the plate, and then you once the plate's dry, you varnish it, and that's it. So it's quite a process to get one image, but it's fun. I really enjoy it.
Well, you talk about the long exposure and that process and the fact that you used your six-year-old son as the subject of some of this photography. How did you get him to sit still for any of this stuff? Did you have to provide any trickery, or how did that work?
Yeah. So, I mean, yes, at times, yes, I do provide some trickery for him. Sometimes it's kind of like, hey, if you do this, I'll get you ice cream, or we'll go to McDonald's. Oh, gosh, he loves McDonald's. Oh, man. But, you know, I'll come up with different things to kind of get him going. But I would say sometimes he even enjoys it where he'll tell me like, hey, Daddy, let's make a picture. And I'm like, okay, great, let's do it. So he is kind of a participant. So it's kind of 50-50 if I have to bribe him. And usually if I do, he's like, well, you're only going to take one picture and then I'm done. I'm like, okay. So yeah, he's definitely got his wits about him. So it's definitely been a little bit more of a challenge as he's gotten older, but he still likes the process. So I'll keep doing it as long as he lets me.
For him, what does he think about? I mean, he probably sees a big difference between some pictures somebody might take on their phone and what you're doing. And there is a big difference. But right. It's interesting to think that at no point in his life has photography been as much of a process in general for amateurs, for people just trying to capture images that aren't art. So does he ever comment on that? Does he ever say, hey, wait a minute, I had to sit still. I had to do this when grandma just uses her phone or something like that.
Yeah, he understands the difference in digital and immediate photography versus, you know, large format or film. Because I still have a digital camera, so he'll come and like, oh, let me see the back of it. But then he knows when I take out my big camera, that's what's the film. I guess he kind of does appreciate it. He doesn't typically say, oh, get your iPhone out. He's like, take your big camera out, daddy, you know. So yeah, I think he has an appreciation. I think he's still really young. I don't know if he, you know, I show him the images. I mean, he got a kick out of when, you know, I've been in some publications and, you know, to see his images in print was a big deal. So he enjoyed that. I think one time he was like, daddy, I'm famous. I'm going to be famous. I'm like, hey, you are famous. Look at this. You're in a magazine. So he does get a kick out of it. But outside of that, when you look at like the context of the imagery and what it's saying, he's still a little bit away from kind of really grasping that at six.
You talked about how you had to be careful for safety reasons when you were doing some of the wet plate work at home. Your dark room, I assume, is at home and is probably where you work. Did any of that change over COVID? Did you, not only are you home where you may work all the time and do your art all the time, but also everybody else is home. So how did that change how you thought about making art and inspired your art during lockdown, during various times where we couldn't go out and be amongst each other?
Yeah, I would say it really gave me an opportunity to make more work because my day job is in financial services. So I typically go to the office. So when I'm at home, it does lend me some time in the morning and afternoon and lunchtime, especially to be able to, you know, be here at the house with my son and my wife. So I will say that with the lockdown and COVID, it helped me to just have them more accessible just because a lot of my work revolves around my family. So it was kind of a blessing in disguise because I just got more time with them and I was able to kind of photograph them a little bit more than I normally do, which would be like during the day in times. Because most times it's relegated to weekends for the most part or after work.
Did that change at all the type of photographs you took since it gave you more opportunities? Did it give you different ways to think about those photographs and how to stage them and what they might say?
Yeah, I would say that it did give me more time and more ability to stage them. And I think another thing would be more so is ability to be around and catch moments because, you know, for instance, there's a shot, it's a prominent shot called LJ in his fort. So he's laying down and he has a fort and the American flag is like laying, you know, on top of the fort. I think that was actually during the day and he just came and got me. He's like, daddy, I'm building a fort. And I was like, okay, cool. Let me, he's like, go get your camera and take a picture. I'm like, okay, let's do it. And he was already, he had his fort and it was already put together and he put the flag on it. And, you know, those opportunities, you know, really wouldn't be there if I was, you know, out at, you know, at the job during the day. So I would say for sure some of the spontaneous things and then obviously, you know, time to think through setups and just kind of have them there if I wanted to try something. So it was, I guess I had the ability to make a lot more work than I probably normally would under different circumstances.
Did that provide any motivation or did just being at home all the time kind of give you any sort of, I don't know, like cabin fever, or I've got to be doing something because I'm not expending energy commuting or anything of that sort?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're just sitting at home. I mean, there's only so much TV or YouTube videos or Instagram I can scroll through, right? So it's just kind of like, well, you guys are here. And I think another factor, though, for me was really when I started the series, I don't know, I just had a desire to really shoot as much as I can just because, you know, he's our only son and, you know, kids grow up fast and I don't want to miss too much. So with the project, I kind of have this urgency of photographing a lot because, I mean, even from the last, he looks different from 6 months ago even, right? So for me, that is important. I mean, that kind of drives me with the series to make sure I'm capturing everything. And the other part is, I just don't know, at some point he's going to get tired of me, I'm sure. And I may not be able to get the same type of photos I was able to get before, or, I mean, I just don't, there's so many unknowns that I just want to maximize any extra time I have. So, you know, the pandemic definitely allowed for that, for me to kind of just dive into it and be more present.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, did you see, that's the old cliche, kids grow up so fast. Did you notice anything more since you were taking all these portraits and these pictures over that period of time? Were you kind of surprised? I don't know if you would have been paying any more attention or close attention, but definitely you were thinking maybe more about time, because that's a year, a little over a year. That did it make you think a little bit more about, you know, how much he might have been growing or how things might have been changing in your family?
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of it was me looking at some of the images I made at the, you know, beginning of the pandemic or in 2020 or early 2020 versus now, or even at the end of 2020. When I look at the images, even though I see him every day, I look at the images and that's where it really hits me that, wow, he's changed a lot. You know, because sometimes you don't really notice those changes until you go back to the film and or the prints and you actually look at it, because day to day is like, oh, he looks the same. I mean, he's growing up, but I can't tell. But when you look at those images, it's almost like the evidence, right? It's the evidence of that time and what happened and how he looks and, you know, and just, I guess, how much they've changed.
So if somebody were coming to see the photographs in the series, now there's one photograph that's part of the My COVID Year exhibit, but this is, of course, a bigger body of work that you're working on. What do you want people to take away from the series that you're working on? Or is that something that you even, you know, I don't know if you have the audience in mind when you're doing this. Maybe you're letting the work speak for itself. But what are the things that you're trying to capture and convey that you really want people to think about in this set of images?
I mean, I think so. The image that went for the show was called Reflections of Me. And I would say with that image in particular, it really speaks to time and aging and legacy. You know, I think when I look at images, like, yeah, with that image, it's kind of a lot going on with it. And I think it correlates. I mean, I sent that image really because with COVID and how everything has transpired, I guess you really think more about your just mortality, right? And just that, hey, I'm not going to be here forever. And what am I doing for, you know, the next generation? Or, you know, as a father, am I doing what I should be doing to have my son prepared? I mean, you know, your mind just automatically goes to that when you see crazy numbers of people passing away, you know. And I guess for me, that's why, you know, I had put that image in there, because that's kind of where my head went with the times. I think overall with the series, you know, I think that's just one aspect of it. You know, what happened over that 1 year in COVID, which kind of made a deep impact in my relationships with my family and friends. And just, I feel like I look at life a little bit differently since then. And, you know, I think that image kind of encapsulates those feelings, but it still hits in the larger form of the series as talking about, you know, childhood and even me being vulnerable, adulthood, and, you know, the racial tension and all those things. So
you mentioned that you were inspired and it kept you busy and gave you more opportunity to make art during the COVID year. Do you think at all about how it would have been if you couldn't have done that? If there would have been something, some limitation? You know, I know some people that weren't able to work on some of their art because the typical supplies they use, the things they use to make art, weren't available because of, like, you know, supply chain problems, things of that nature. Did you think at all about, well, what, how would it have affected you if you couldn't have had that specific creative outlet during that period of time?
Man, that would have been tough. I mean, I think I'm blessed that, you know, I had a job that I could work from home, and my wife had a job that she can work from home, because I know a lot of people weren't as fortunate as us. So definitely blessed to have that opportunity. I mean, I try not to think, I mean, this is the first time I've actually thought about that with that, your question. I mean, I don't really, I would say I would, obviously I would still be making the work, but I don't know if I could say some of those serendipitous moments would have happened if I'm at work all day and we're relegated to the weekends or right after work, you know? So, I mean, I think it sounds bad, but I mean, I think with COVID, I mean, that really helped my, this series. Cause I don't think without COVID, I think the series probably wouldn't be as far along as it is now. I can say that pretty confidently because without COVID, I mean, that picture I talked about may not have happened. I mean, it could have. I mean, he's built forts before, but I mean, you know, you have to get to the idea like, well, on this specific day at this time when I was around the house, you know, he decides to build a fort, right? So, I mean, you just can't really make that stuff up. It just happens. So those opportunities, I think, are directly related to me just being able to be at home with my family. So I guess going back to your original question, I would say COVID has played a huge part in that. And if I didn't have that, I mean, it's hard to say. I just don't think the work would be as far as it is now without that time. I guess history will, and we can look back and say, you know, for me, part of the series was with COVID and how, you know, that time together that normally wouldn't happen, you know, we may kind of made the most of it and I made art that I'm proud of.
Well, Rashad, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us about your photographs, about the exhibit and what you did over the COVID year.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Rashad Taylor is an emerging contemporary photographer whose work is a window into the Black American experience. He is featured in the exhibit My COVID Year. If you're interested in other interviews about art, culture, or other topics, subscribe to Random Acts of Knowledge on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you found this one. Thanks for listening.